As thousands of people along the central Florida Atlantic Ocean coastline huddled in the pre-dawn darkness to watch, Atlantis came in from the southwest, a small spark of light in the dark sky. NASA commentator Rob Navius announced the end of the mission and the space shuttle program.
Nose gear touchdown. Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time. Its voyage at an end.
Hundreds of people gathered at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center to watch the shuttle return. Many of them, like this woman on a visit from Canada, were awed by what they saw.
Oh my goodness, beautiful, beautiful. The one-time thing, the one in a lifetime.
But many visitors expressed uneasiness with the decision to end the space shuttle program before any other vehicle has been developed to replace it. Tony Diaz, who rode his motorcycle up from Miami to watch the landing, is one of the disgruntled space enthusiasts.
I really am not very happy about it and what they've done with the space program. I'm not happy at all because this is, you know, we're the leaders and the United States should be always up there in space.
Maria, who came here with her family from Dallas, Texas, regrets that her children will never be able to see another shuttle mission.
It's pretty sad that, you know, this is going to be the last time kids will be able to experience something like this.
Private companies are working on vehicles, but it could be several years before one is ready to take astronauts into orbit. Plans for eventual missions to an asteroid and to Mars could be decades away. But Daytona Beach, Florida resident Rob Hansen is more optimistic.
We're moving on to privatizing this kind of operation, and NASA's going to move on to exploration deeper out. So I think that'll work out in the long run.
Among the people with the strongest opinions are hundreds of NASA employees who are losing their jobs as the space shuttle program ends. Jonathan Miller, who works with the Johnson Space Center's Extravehicular Activity Office in Houston and came here to see the last landing, says his concern goes well beyond the issue of job losses.
The future of human spaceflight is critical to this nation as a leader in space, and we're nervous that some of that leadership is lost. I mean, there's a 30 years of momentum behind the shuttle program, and it's just come to an end, you know, moments ago.
The space shuttle Atlantis will remain here at the Kennedy Space Center, where it will eventually go on public display. The other three shuttles are being sent to museums and science centers in other parts of the country so that Americans will be able to see and experience part of the U.S. space program's history as they await its next step in space exploration. Greg Flakus, VOA News at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.